Today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Kuf Tezayin. Kuf Tezayin 116, and we are on daf Kuf Tezayin, amazingly, on the fourth line, the last line, just announcement, tomorrow there will be no daf online. I'm going to be away. Here in Chanukah, Yoni Chanukah, everybody's off for all the Chanukah, Baruch Hashem, here in Eretz Yisrael, so I'm going to be away, but Baruch Hashem, we'll pick up with, there will be a Parsha here tomorrow night, and there will be a daf Baruch Hashem again on Thursday. It's just one day. I'm not going to be here tomorrow morning, but Baruch Hashem will pick up on Thursday with Kuf Yud Ches. Okay, so let's go today's Kuf Tezayin, fourth line. Vayomru, we are in, we just had a little agarata about the Yochanan ben Zakkai proving to the Tzuki and Baitusi that they had a wrong drasha, that Bas HaBen does not yarshin with the Bas. By the way, there was a machlokas I didn't mention, but many might be familiar. Tzaduk u'baitus. There's a machlokas on the Mishnayos. Do we say, were they themselves the ones who went off the derech, or only their talmidim? There's a machlokas on Mishnayos. The Rambam says in Pirush Mishnayos, in Pirkei Avos, that they themselves, Tzaduk u'baitus, were pakru atzmam. They themselves, while the other Tosas Yantiv and others, they according to it was the Talmidim, because again, if you remember, they misunderstood the words of their Rebbe Antigonus when he says, I'll don't do mitzvos amanas l'kabel pras, but shalom amanas l'kabel pras. So he meant to say that don't do mitzvos l'shem the reward, even though there is a reward, but they took it, they misunderstood it, and said it means amanas that there's not going to be a reward, and therefore they rejected the mesorah. So that was a machlokas, whether it was tzaduk u'baitus or their talmidim. So that was yesterday's discussion up until fourth line. So we're talking about shvatim yarshining, and as the Gemara said yesterday, gemiri d'lokol shifta. Right, shvatim are eternal. Once a shevet is a shevet, as we mentioned yesterday from the brisker rav in Parshas Vayechi, that's a separate bris. There's a bris avos, and then there is a bris of the shvatim. Vayomru. So now we continue with that fourth line. Vayomru kuftezayim and aleph yerushas pleita levinyamin. V'lo yimach eshevet miYisrael. If you remember the story at the end of Sefer Shoftim, the Shevet Binyamin had committed the terrible crime of Pilegesh Begiva, and they were ostracized by the rest of Klal Yisrael, and then at the end, they realized there were so few of Binyamin left. There were 600 men left out of the whole Shevet. There used to be thousands and thousands. So because of that, the entire Nachala of each of Binyamin was split up only 600 ways, so everybody had a huge portion. So if you say there that a girl might yarshin and then marry out, that would not be good for the shevet. The shevet would just lose so much nachla. So at that time, Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Debei Rabbi Yami, Malamit Shehisnu al Shevet Binyamin, Shalotirash Bas HaBen Im Ha'achim. Even though Me'ikar Adin, Abbas HaBen, takes the place, Yossi Yerecha takes the place, just like the brother Slavcha took the place of Slavchad. So really, Abbas HaBen takes the place of the father of the Bas, and she yarshes with her uncles. There is a special din then, she does not, because we were worried about the Nachla of Binyamin, losing the Nachla, so therefore, we did not allow that to occur. The Bas HaBen, even though it's Me'ikar HaDin, how could Chazal take away mamonis? How could Chazal take away money from Bas HaBen? She's supposed to get it. So the Rashbam quotes the principle that we know from elsewhere. Hefker bezin hefker. It's about the 20th skinny line in the Rashbam. Hefker bezin hefker. Chazal have rights over monetary matters in Klal Yisrael. And therefore, if they say the money should go here, should go there, so then it can do that. Even though we mentioned that Nachlis is not simple dini mamonis, but still, in this context, we say it is good enough. It's good enough for Mamonis, even though it has certain elements of Isra Heter, but it's good enough for Mamonis. What is the Makar for Hefker Bezin Hefker? What's the Makar? So it's not just based on a Svara. You might have said it's based on a Svara. Chazal Bezin has the authority to, right, that's part of the system. But the Gemara in Gittin quotes a number of sources. Says the Gemara on Daf Lamed Vav, one of the places, it comes up in Yuvamis Peites. So the Gemara quotes on the top of Lamed Vav Mabez, Rava Amar Hefker Bezin Hefker to Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Minayin Shehefker Bezin Hefker, Shene'emar, two psukim, one in Ezra and one in Yehoshua. Shene'emar, V'chol Asher Lo Yavo L'Shloshes Hayamim, Ka'atzas HaSarim. Ezra says, if no, any people don't come in 3 days, like the Eitzah, the Sarim, V'Zakenim, Yacharam Kol Rechusho. All of their property will be muhram, will be off limits, right? We had a few days ago, Chayrim to the Kohanim, it'll be taken away from them. For Huyiba Del Mikala Gola, and it'll be separated from the Kahal of the Gola. That's one Makar, Sefer Ezra. Rabbi Eliezer, Amar Mehacha. Rabbi Eliezer says a different one. Eilu Hanachlos, by Yoshua, by the Chaluka Saaretz. Eilu Hanachlos, Asher Nachlu, Elazar HaKohen, V'Yoshua Ben Nun, V'Rashi HaAvos. This is what they all, this is how they split it up. Ask the Gemara v'chimayin in Rashim Eitzel Avos. What do you mean, Rashi HaAvos? What's a Rosh next to an Av? Well, Malacha, Ma Avos, Manchilim, Asperneim, Kamashi Yirtsu, just like Avos can mean Manchil, the children, Av Rashim, also the heads that were splitting up the property, Manchilim Ha'am, Kamashi Yirtsu, could give it to who they want. Whenever the Gemara quotes two Pesukim for something, you have to ask, what do you need two Pesukim for? Just quote one Pasuk. It's good enough. So many Achronim, but starts with the Rishonim, the Rashba. The Rashba right here on this Gemara, one of the well-known Makoros in Hefker, Bezen Hefker, quotes, these two sources are the root for the major Chakira in Hefker, Bezen Hefker. And that is, how much power does Bezen really have? Are they allowed, do they have the authority just to take away one person's money? It's not yours. That's as far as they could go. Or they not only have the power to take away your money, but they have the power to be makna it to somebody else. Right, if you say side one, they have the power to take it away, and then you have to go and be kona it yourself. But if we say that it's hakna also, not just koach to take lahafkia, but it's koach lahaknos, so then it's automatic, and that's the two psukim. The second pasuk says they have the power lahanchil, which means to give it to others, while the first pasuk just says they have the power to be machrim, which is taking it away from the parties involved. So that is those are the two sources for hefker bezen hefker and the Rashba. And the Yirei Hadaf, right, the quotes from David Pavarsky, that this din of Hefker Bezen Hefker seems to be so strong that it wouldn't even go back by Yovel. It wouldn't even go back by Yovel, because again, if it would go back, so then if it goes back to the Ikar Adin, then the daughters are going to get it ultimately, and then it's going to go back to their husbands, and then Binyamin's going to leave. It's going to leave the Shevet. So it must be that this was such a strong takana of Hefker Bezen Hefker that it was a permanent usage of the money, even stronger than going back during B'Shas Yovel. Okay, so that is the first discussion on the first pasuk. So the Gemara continues now. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimon Yochai. Rabbi Yochanan quotes the Rashbi. A couple of not agadata stories, but other types of chazals. Kol she'eino miniach ben liyarsho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu malei alav evra. Anyone who does not leave a son to yarshin him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very angry. He's full of anger. Why? How do you know that? V'ksiv hacha v'avar tevas nachalaso. Here he uses the Lashon Ha'avara. We've noted that every other Lashon was unisatem, but he uses one Lashon of Evra, v'avar tem. V'ksiv hasam yom Evra v'hayom ahu. Shem's going to be angry. Pasuk in Svanya. So Shem's going to be very angry if you don't leave a ben. What's wrong with not leaving a ben? So we'll talk about that in a minute. Let's just finish. Asher, next pasuk. Asher ein chalifos lamo. There is no substitute for him. V'lo yaru elokim. And they don't fear Hashem. So what does that mean? No substitute. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. Chad Amar, Kol Sheinu Miniach Ben. One says, again, this is referring to someone who doesn't leave a son. He doesn't leave a substitute. Chad Amar, Kol Sheinu Miniach Talmid. Someone who does not leave a student. Doesn't leave a student. Says Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom, what does it mean? Two-thirds of the way down. Asher ein chalifos lamo. Zeh shelo miniach talmid tachtav. Shelo ratza lolamei tarah la'acherim. He didn't want to teach. He had the ability to teach, and he didn't want to teach. Mori Rabbi Rav Rosenzweig quotes a number of times the Rav Yehuda Chassid and the Sefer Chassidim, who compares a Rebbe who has Torah and does not teach it to a Navi Shekovish Nevuaso, which is an Issa Daraisa. Right? If Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you a Nevuah, obviously the purpose of the Nevuah is to teach it. Right? We said Nevuah is on the word Niv Svatayev, to say it over. Ksuvim are meant to be written. Nevuah is meant to be given over. That's the purpose that a Navi is given a vision. So that's the same reason that a person is given a certain understanding of Torah to give it over, to pass it over. It's not meant to hold back. So it's like a Navi Shekavish Nevuaso. That's a Rebbe who has the ability to teach Torah and does not. But the other question on this Gemara is, how could you say Kol Sheinu Miniach Ben? What if he doesn't have? Is that his fault? What if somebody has 14 girls? You know, what about how are you supposed to fault him? So says Rabbi Chanan, that he helps a little bit, but then we're going to have to go further. Says Rabbi Chanan, it's not a simon. It's not a sibah, it's a simen. Rabbi Chanan in various places says, in the Chakira, is this the cause or is this a reflection? So is this a cause because you didn't have a son? That is the reason Hashem's upset? That can't be, because it's out of your control. But it's a simen. It's a simen. V'yish lover to hadam ali alav evra, v'ade ein kavana b'bnei she'ein lo ben, d'hari onosu, ela kavana d'mizem muchach, d'akadosh baruch hu b'alei alav evra, she'ein ozoch alav ben, ela labas. He ups that a little bit, but still, leaves, there are many wonderful tzaddiki chasidei Yehudim that only have girls. Only have girls. How can you fault anyone? You know, so the Yad Ramah, you have to read the Gemara with the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah says, Pashtus, what does it mean? In a royal lirash, enu miniach ben, v'davka hecha delo asak, v'per yivarivya, asher in chalifos lama, v'lo yare elokim. You didn't try. And the Achronim point out that the six questions that we're going to be asked, Shabbos, Laman, Aleph, the six questions, Kavati, Itim, Latorah, Rasadav, Rasadav, Emuna, right, all the questions. So what is the question about family? Asakta, Beperia, Verivia. It doesn't say Kiyam, Beperia, Verivia. It's Asakta, because it's out of our control. If somebody doesn't have children, Rahman al-Islam, if somebody only has girls, if somebody only has boys, you know, whatever, it's out of their control. So therefore, lo asakta b'peri yivarivya, so that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. You were osik, you were osik. It's also Rabbi Blach quotes that idea as a makar for, now the shayla is, today Baruch Hashem, we live in a day where if somebody's in, there's an infertility problem, somebody can't have children, there's so many different drachim, so many different ways, you know, that are available, but they cost a lot of money. Artificial insemination and all these types of methods that Baruch Hashem, our technology could solve. How much does one have to spend? You know, somebody has to spend $25,000 every time one wants to try. What's the gvul? So Rabbi Blach says, Asakta b'peri v'rivya. Asakta doesn't mean trying every single. Asakta is b'derech hateva. Beyond that, you want to? Okay. If you can, you want to try to be mekayim the mitzvah. But other than that, honest rachmana pashrei. There's no chiyav. Let's say kiyamta. Kiyamta is you have to do everything you can to be mekayim it. It's asakta b'peri v'rivya. Asakta b'peri v'rivya, there are certain limits. So that is pashtus, how we should understand this gemara. Others, aderech drush, there are those that say it's b'derech remez. What do you mean you didn't leave a son? The Ir Giborim says, meduber kan al kapton shemachbas kaptenuso lo haylo talmidim. The Rebbe is so makbid and so takif that he doesn't leave, nobody wants to learn with him because he's such a charif Rebbe. He's so hard, he's so pushy. A Rebbe has to be somewhat strict. But he says, and we know that the Kosheni Miniach Ben, right, Banim or Tamidim, right, Vishinantu Levanecha Elu Elu Tamidecha. If you don't leave a Ben, a Talmud, Li Yarsho, to be Yorish the Torah that you have. There's a Torah that you have. As we know, the Torah is called the Morasha, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Maliel of Ever. So if that's true, that it kind of overlaps with the next one, Eidim Maniach Talmud. So if you say that the both of our Tamidim, it doesn't sound that way, but that is a derech drush. Okay, also you might say, in a meniach ben, what is meniach ben? If you leave over for the son to Yorish, other rabbis say it means that you took away Yerusha. Right? You gave it all away before the ben had a chance to Yarshin it. So that's enu meniach ben liyarsh. That's the problem. You have the son, but you just didn't leave him to Yarshin. Okay, so we'll get back to the Gemara, the last few skinny lines. So we have a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, whether, when does Hashem get angry? If you don't leave a ben liyoresh, or you don't leave a Talmud. So who says what? So tistayim de Rabbi Yochanan de Omar Talmud. Let's prove that Rabbi Yochanan is the one that says Hashem gets upset if you don't leave a Talmud, and then Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi will be the one. If you don't get upset, Hashem gets upset if you leave a son. Why? How do you know that? To Amar Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said, you know this from Brachas, Dein Garme da Asira Bir. He used to carry around a bone, Rachmana Litzlan, of his 10th son. He lost 10 sons, Rabbi Yochanan. So he used to carry around a bone from his 10th sons. He used to be Menachem others. That's how the Rashbam here explains. He used to be Menachem, he used to go, and people who went through a tragedy, he would say, look, this is the bone of my 10th son. He used to be Menachem then. The Rashi in Brachas Daf Hei says, why did he carry it around? Because the Gemara said, Yisurin Shalava, if you're Makabal Yisurin Shalava. So he used to do it in order to give himself pain to be Makabal the Yisurin. He says, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, he's for himself, not for others. Machlokas Rashi and his grandson, the Rashbam. The Rashbam here says it's about being Menachem others. But what's the Raya? The Raya is that if it's true, that if it's Eino Miniach Ben Liyarsh, Hashem gets angry, what would he do this for? Right, we know the Rashbam quotes other Gemaras, the Gemara in Yuma, that if somebody has a chait, they're not supposed to tell everybody around, you know, I did this wrong, and I did this, I did that, Hashem's very angry with me. We're not supposed to do that. We're supposed to keep it to ourselves. Ashrei nesui ksuchata. We're supposed to be quiet about it. Do tshuva, do vidui in Shmona Esrei. We don't have to publicize it. So the fact that he did this, it must mean he didn't have any sons anymore. So it must be that he doesn't think that's an Aveira. That's the Raya, that he must hold the Shita of Talmud. He must hold the Shita of Talmud. That is the right. Shaila is, though, the other Shaila is, how could Rabbi Yochanan carry around the bone? How did he carry around the bone? What's the problem? He wasn't a Kohen. The problem is that he was still being Matami himself. Still being Matami himself. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tumas Ochlin, the last halacha in Hilchos Tumas Ochlin. Afal pi shemutr lechol ochlin tamein, I'm Yisrael. I'm allowed to eat tamei wine, tamei orange juice. I'm allowed to drink it. No problem. There's no aveira. Velishto is mashke. There's an aveira if I want to go into the base of Megdash. But I can't. But if I want to just eat, I'll become tamei. Velishto is mashke tamei, and I can drink tamei drinks. Even though that's true, chasidim harishonim hayu ochlin chulein v'tara. The great tzaddikim, they kept the level of tara, even though they didn't have to. They did. V'nisharim minatumas kulan kol yemehen. V'hayu hei nikroyin prushin. They are killed prushin, the ones who stay separate. V'davar zek dusha yiserahi v'derach chasidus shihei adam nivdal uporesh mishara am. They stayed away. V'lo yigabahen, v'lo yochav yishteimahen. This is what the tzaddikim and the chasidim yishonim did. They stayed away. Shaprishus v'vili de taras haguf. By doing this, we purify our bodies, our physical bodies. V'taras haguf mevi'a lidei kedushas hanefesh min hadeos haraos. If we keep our bodies, it's very Rambam-esque, if we keep our physical bodies in shape, right, if we're not metami them, so then that affects our neshama and we're able to learn better. We're able to think about a Kaddish Baruch Hu better. That's the Rambam. V'kedushas ha-nefesh go remes lihidamos v'shchina. Shremer v'skadishtem v'isem kedoshim ki kadosh ani. Ultimate being kadosh and being Torah to be like Hashem. So that's what the Rambam says. L'chor, Rabbi Yochanan did this. Rabbi Yochanan, the Gadol Hador, the author of the Talmud Yerushalmi. Right? L'chor, he kept ha-betara, chulim betara. Exactly what we say, carry around a bone. Dein garmi da'aseri beer. So, Rashi might answer the question himself. Rashi in Brachas there, Dafheva Beis, Rashi says, beer, come on, beer, vitsar etzem pachos mikisaora, besudaro, la'agmas nefesh. He kept a bone less than the size of a piece of barley. What's Rashi adding that is? It's not in the Gemara. What does Rashi add that is? It says the bach over there, because that's not matame. The smallest amount that's matame is the size of a barley seed. But he says he didn't, like etzem kisaora. So he did, was it that dafka why he did it? He wanted to carry it to be menachem others and to give himself agmas nefesh, but he kept such a small amount so that he wouldn't be matami. But that is all number one. Oh, that's the menchas chinuch's kasha. What about a chiyuv kvura? Even a tiny amount, he does a chiyuv kvura. He leaves a pitzar achiyin. What about the chiyuv kvura? There's no chiyuv kvura. It seems like from Rashi that tuma and kvura are connected. If something is not matami, there's no chiyuv kvura. That's a chiddush. That's a chiddush. Ben Chaschidach asked that on Rashi. He says, fine, it's not metame, but there's a chiyuv kvura, tzarachiyin. That is number one. But there are other days what this garme is. Rashi says it means a bone. The Rashbam here says, third wide line of the Rashbam. It is second wide line at the end. Nishar etzlo shein echad mibanav. It's a tooth. It's a tooth. Ubo hayam menachim lamari nefesh avilim shashen shalmeis eno tamei. It's not matame. It's the one of the teeth. It's not matame, as it says in the Mishnah in Olos. Teeth, hair, nails. You know why he said it? Because he didn't want to get into Rashi's questions. It's not matame. What about there too? What about a chiyuv kvura? What about a chiyuv kvura? So if you look at the Shita Mekubetzes in Brachas, where this comes up, he adds in one line. The Shiva Gubetzis is very small on Brachas. Shiva Gubetzis is very famous on the Babas. Baba Kam, Baba Basra, Ksubis has two volumes of the Shita, but on a few Mesechtas in Moed, in Zeraim also, in Brachas, there's a little Shita. So there it says, Yesh Makshim, Fehechaya Oches Biyado, Etzem and Amesh, Ariyam Atame, Vyesh Omrim, Sheshain Haya, Shenit Lasham Imenu Mechayim. It came out, it fell out, it was a kid's tooth when it was alive. So there, it wasn't considered Avram and Amesh. It was when he was alive it came out. That's what he used to carry around, and that's why it was not a problem. Right? So that's number. It could be a bone, it could be a tooth, and finally the Ritva. The Ritva in the Maritz Chayes also says it, but the Rav right here says, you know what it was? It was a bone from the Sudas Havra that they had after the son died. He had a meal. When he came back from the cemetery, we know it's Sudas Havra. So the first meal is, the real Sudas Havra is bread and eggs. That's it. Bread and eggs, yeah. But after that, you wash, you eat, you bench, then they want to eat a regular meal. So that's also Nikra Sudas Havra. The regular meals. So he took a bone from the chicken of that meal. That's what he's carrying. This bone I ate at the Sudas Havra of my 10th son. So no problems. No problem whatsoever if that is the case. That is what the Ritva says here. Amazing Musar. Amazing Musar. We know the Gemara tells us in Maseches Bava Metzia. Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Pei Hei Amid Aleph. Pei Dal Amid Aleph. We know the Gemara. The Gemara says the story of Rabbi Yochanan and his star Talmud, Reish Lakish. Right, we know the story. That at the end of the Gemara, Noach Nafshi the Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish passes away. Passes away at the end. Right, we know Rabbi Yochanan made Reish Lakish from. Made it from. Reish Lakish, they was swimming in the Gemara said they were swimming in the river, and Rabbi Yochanan sees Reish Lakish is so strong. He says, "Wow, you're unbelievable." He says, "Yeah." He says, "I'm a strong." He was a gangster. So he says, "Reish Lakish, your strength, why don't you use it for Torah? You're so strong." He says, "I do it for Torah? I can't learn Torah." So he says, so Reish Lakish had said earlier, he says, "Rabbi Yochanan, you're pretty gorgeous. You have a beautiful complexion." So Rabbi Yochanan says, "You should see my sister." Rabbi Reish Lakish says, "You know what? I will confirm if I can marry your sister." So he says, "Fine." And that second he says, so his beauty and his strength. So at that second, Reish Lakish got very weak, got very tired. Because right when he was Makabel, all Torah, he lost his strength because he put all his strength in Torah. That was the message. They became very weak. So the Gemara goes on. Reish Lakish became the star student of Rabbi Yochanan. They always fought in Torah. And at the end, Reish Lakish died first. Reish Lakish died first. The Gemara says, "Vayikom mitztayer Rabbi Yochanan basrei tuva." Rabbi Yochanan was terribly upset. He was terribly upset. Amar Rabbana malezo lisvi ladaite. How could we make Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan lost his student. How could we help him? So they sent it to Lozer ben Pedas. Lozer ben Pedas was very sharp. And he sat in front of him. And everything Rabbi Yochanan said, he said, "Oh, I have a brisa to support you. I can quote a brisa to support you." So he says, "Amar at kabar lakisha. You think you're Reish Lakish? By Lakisha, Kiavi Amina, Milsav, I'm actually Esrin Varba Kashyasa. He used to give me 24 kashas and everything I said, and then he gave me 24 answers. You're just telling me a proof. I don't need proofs. I need kashas. I need terutzim. I need that. And he said, "You're just telling me what I know. If I say it, I know I'm right." So what happened? Havi Ka'azel Vakaramani used to walk around with torn clothing. With torn clothing. Vakabaki Va'amar Hecha'at Bar Lakisha, Hecha'at Bar Lakisha. Havi Katsavach. He lost his mind. He went crazy. Boy, Rabbanan Rachmi Alei, the Noach Nafshe. The Rabbanan davened for him and he died. This is one of the rais, by the way, the Ran quotes in the Darim. Remember that Ran? If somebody's in terrible pain, the Ran says you're allowed to daven that they should die. That's what the Ran says. So you always have to daven. You should daven. So that's the Ran. It's a big shiloh. What do you mean? You always daven, they should get better. What if they're in such tremendous Rachmanilis Lansaris in pain? The Ran says, you're allowed to daven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Gemara says, Beferish. Gemara says, Beferish. Right? Boy, Rach, Rav, Noach Nafshe. But so Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitt says, what do you see from this Gemara? Rabbi Yochanan could not live without his Chavrusa. He couldn't live. He lost 10 sons, and he was able to live. He lost 10 sons! He loses his Chavrusa, forget it. Forget it, because in Torah, his Chiyas was Torah. Obviously, he loved his sons, but he was able to go on. But he lost his ten. He lost Reish Lakish. Forget it. Just compare the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't make that point. Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz puts it together. This Gemara didn't go on. Garment that's Arab here with that. He couldn't go on. Reb Soloveitchik writes that when he lost his, I think it was his mother, his brother, and his wife, all in the span of a year and a half. And he writes he was mamish. He couldn't continue. He says, Torah is what got him through. Without Torah, without his Talmidim, without his environment, without the yeshiva, he wouldn't be able to make it. Also, all within a month and a half. And you know how he was close with his mother, with his wife. But he says he couldn't go on. But that's Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz. If you want to look it up, it's in Tafshin Lamed Aleph, Mamar Yutes. Tafshin Lamed Aleph, Mamar Yutes. That's all about Dein Garmei Darsara Beer. Back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Reb Yochanan, Reb Shuv, and Levi, one of them says Hashem gets upset if you don't leave a son. The other gets upset if you don't leave a Talmud. So we just proved that it must be Rabbi Yochanan's the one that says if you don't leave a Talmud. So, Tastayim, Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Talmud. Second wide line. Umid Rabbi Yochanan Amar Talmud, Rishu ben Levi Amar ben. So Rabbi Yochanan says Talmud, Rishu ben Levi must be the one that says, if you only have a son. Aye, how could that be? Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, lo azel lebe tamya, el lebe man de shachiv below bini. Rabbi Shimon ben Levi never went to a beit tamya. What's a beit tamya? So either it means a levaya, tamya is either a mace, or it means beis ha'avel. One of the two. Either beis ha'avel or beit tamya. He never went, except to somebody who died without sons. Meaning they must have been a great tzaddikim, so he was mevatel Torah to go there. Cry for the holech. So you see that he held them very high. Right? So it can't be that he says Hashem's upset at that person. So it must be the opposite. Reb Shua ben Levi who to Amar Talmud. Reb Shua ben Levi must be the one who says, if you don't leave a Talmud, Hashem's upset. Reb Shua ben Levi, Amar Talmud. Reb Yochanan Amar Ben. So Kasha Reb Yochanan Reb Yochanan. So back to the Kasha. How could Reb Yochanan go around with his son's bone or tooth if he's what he can't publicize his chataim? So Gemara answers Lo Kasha Hadidei Hadarabe. It depends. It's his own shita versus his Rebbe shita. His own shita, he carries around the bone. So he himself holds the Talmud. He himself holds that the Talmud is the, if you don't leave a Talmud, that's what Hashem's upset about. What about his other statement? That's in the name of his Rebbe. Right? The name of his Rebbe, he would say that it's the name of Rabbi Yochanan and the name of Shem Mechai, like we said before. So Shem Mechai shita is really Eino Meniach Ben. Okay, let's continue. Simen Hadad Ani V'Chacha. Two dots. Darash, we have three chazals now. Darash, Pinchas Ben Chama, Mai Dechsev, V'Hadad Shama B'Mitzrayim, Ki Shachav David Im Avosav, Hadad in Mitzrayim. Hadad was a leader in Egypt. He heard that David HaMelech was died, V'Chimeis Yoav Sarat Sava, and Yoav also died, David's general, V'Bneimav David Nemru Bo Shechiva, Ubi Yoav Nemru Bo Misa. Why did it say two different verbs? David was shochev im avotav, right? He lay with his forefathers, and Yoav just died. So David, the Gemara answers, David sheiniach ben nemer bo shechiva, Yoav sheloniach ben nemer bo misa. Right? David had sons, so therefore it says lashon shechiva. He lay, it's a more of a covetic lashon. He didn't die because his sons continued his tradition. He lay with his fathers, but he didn't die. Because people live through their children. V'yol lo niach ben, Yoav didn't leave any sons. V'haksiv, what do you mean? It says he did. Mi b'nei Yoav, Ovadia ben Yechiel. So he did leave a son. So what do you mean? He wasn't, that can't be the difference. So Gemara says, you're right. Ella, David sheniach ben kemoso, nemer bo shechiva. Yoav shelo niach ben kemoso, nemer bo misa. Does the son take the place of the father? So if the son takes the place of the father, then the son is really roi to continue. And therefore, it says Shechiva by David and not by Shlomo. It's a big discussion. If a father holds a certain position, does the son get that position automatically? Right, we know by David, that's a haftacha, right? David, the machlus based David. Shlomo took the place. But let's say a father is a chazan, or the father is a rabbi, or the father is some other position. So does the son automatically get it? That's a big discussion in the post. Let's say the father's a great chazan, and the son's not such a great chazan. Right? Let's say the father's a great rabbi, and the son's not such a great rabbi. Right? So then it might not. Is there a chazaka by mitzvahs? It's a big discussion. Mishnah Berurah talks about it in Hilchos Chelek Aleph. Mr. Brewer, is there a chazaka by mitzvah? Does it go from father to son? That's a discussion in the poskim. But here, one of the sources is Shlomo and David. Shlomo took the place of David, but that might be an exception. That is first Rasha. Next, Darash Rabbi Pinchas ben Chama. Kasha anius betoch beso shel adam yoser mechamisha makas. Being poor, being very poor, is much even harder, more tsaris than 50 makas. 50 makas, how do you know that? Shenemar, pasuk by Eov. Eov complains, Chanuni, Chanuni, Atem Rei. Right, have Chanina, have favor upon me, my friends. Maybe the whole Sefer Eov is his, he's talking to his friends after losing everything. Have fine favor, Kiyad Eloka Nogabi. Because the hand of God has touched me. The hand of God, what is the hand of God? So we know the Makos were called Etzba Elokim. So Etzba, so every Etzba is 10 Makos. Because Etzba Elokim is 10 Makos, so a whole Yad. Eov says, the whole hand of God came against me, so it's 10 times 5. 5 is 50. So it's like 50 makas. V'ka'amri le'lachavre, and his friends told him, Hishamer al tefen el oven ki al ze bachart me'oni. This is better than being poor. So you see, even 10 of to poor is terrible. Being poor is even worse than 50 makas. This reminds us of the Haggadah, where you mention do all the math. How many makas were on the yam? How many makas were in Mitzrayim? Based on the hand and the etzbah, we do this in the Haggadah also. So that's the second drasha that we have. Asked the Ritva, what do you mean he wasn't poor? Eov lost everything. He was poor. The psukim say he lost everything. So the Ritva says maybe he only lost his karka, not his metaltalin. So that's hard, but Pashtus, he was poor. But he's right to say, maybe he had some type of assets left over. He had enough food to eat. That is all number two. Number three. Darsha Pinchas Barchama. Kol sheyesh lo chola b'toch beso, yelech eitzal chacham, v'yevakish lo rachamim. Famous. Somebody who has a chola, somebody who's sick, go to a chacham, and he will ask for rachamim. The source for of going to a chacham, going to a rebbe, going to someone to daven for you. Shneamar, the pasuk says, "Chamas malach malachay maves v'ish chacham yichaprena," and the chacham will be mechaper. Same person darshan all this. Or Pinchas Bar Chama. That's why all of these drushes are here. So this is a source for the concept of going to a chacham. The Nemuki Yosef, who is the chacham? The Nemuki Yosef here is lashon is toface yeshiva. Toface yeshiva. That's the language here of the Nemuki Yosef. The minhag zeh b'tzarfas kol mi sheyesh lo chola mevakish pnei harav hatoface yeshiva sheyivarechoto. Sheyivarechoto. That's the language of the Nemuki Yosef. The Chavetz Chaim says Ezri me'im Hashem osei shemayim v'aretz. What do you mean? Ezri me'im Hashem. What do you mean me'im Hashem? Ezri from those that are with Hashem. Ezri me'im Hashem, ozei shemayim v'aretz. Not just from Hashem, but go ask from the ones that are with Hashem, the chachamim, the rabbanim. That's Ezri me'im Hashem, ozei shemayim v'aretz. If you notice, the Rambam does not quote this. Maybe Kedarka Bakodesh. What's the rationale? Right, it's not in the Rambam. Going yes, but the Ramban does note it. The Ramban al Torah. The Ramban writes in Yisro. The Ramban in Yisro. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ki yavo elai ha'am lidrosh elokim. Moshe Rabbeinu is explaining to Yisro that Moshe, so he's very tired. He said, they all come to darshan from me, lidrosh elokim. What does lidrosh elokim mean? Says the Ramban. Heishiv Moshe lechosno, tzrichim heim sheyamdu alai zman gadol min hayom, b'nei Yisrael are standing there online to see me, ki lidvarim rabim ba'im lufanai, ki yavo elai ha'am lidrosh elokim, lehispalel al cholehem. They came to Moshe Rabbeinu to daven. That was the original source. Ulahudiyam Mashayovalam, and to teach them. Kizeyikradu Yishat Elokim. Part of Yishat Elokim, they went to Moshe Rabbeinu, the first Rebbe. The first Rebbe that they went to was to Davin for, they went to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's Yisro, Perak Yudches, Pasik Tezvav. They went to, from the Ramban. The Me'iri here has a totally different shot of what we think this means. You go to the Rebbe, he davins for you. How does it work, by the way? How does the Pashtus, the Maharal writes, is another place. How does it work that the Chacham's going to daven? What do you mean? The Gzeir is on Ruvain. How is Rebbe Shimon going to help Ruvain? So the answer is no, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Tzadik Tamim Pa'alo. Hatsur Tamim Pa'alo Kichol D'Rachav Mishpat. Everything is perfect by Kodesh Baruch Hu. If somebody is sick, then he knows the pain that other people are going to have. Everything is perfect, and everybody's supposed to have that pain. If this Chacham, Yisod Olam, he starts having pain, and it hurts him, then the way the Maharal says it works is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, I don't want him to be in pain. His chuyos, he's davening in pain. That's why that's how it works. A story in the Sefer I mentioned a few weeks ago, the Chikum Amtakim, Rav Shlomo Zalman, people used to come to Rav Shlomo Zalman all the time to daven for him. And Rav Shlomo Zalman used to take it very seriously. He used to put in the names, and he used to tell them, make sure you call me when I don't need to daven for them anymore. Either, whichever extreme. Make sure, he says, one time he met somebody a few weeks after a certain sorrow, and the guy said, yeah, everything's fine. Shlomo Zalman says, why don't you tell me? I've been crying my eyes out every time I daven. Shlomo Zalman took it very seriously. He said, how could you not? He says, somebody asked me. There's an amazing tshuva to come today just for this tshuva dayenu. Just for this tshuva. Rav Moshe. Remind me to say the Me'iri in a minute. Rav Moshe writes, in Yoredei Achelik Dalad, this is the volume written after Moshe died, posthumously. So it's the volume written. It's a tshuva from Tavshin Mem Aleph, 1981. Chelik Dalad Yoredei Simin Nun Aleph. Amazing. Mi shemachzikim oso l'chacham, u'bishvil zeh mivakshim oso sheyispalel avuram, im ya'aseh kein. Let's say somebody doesn't think they're a chacham. They come to me, you know, kidavin. Me? Who am I? Don't go to me. I'm a nobody. What are you asking me for? Go to so-and-so. Go to that rabbi. Go to this. What's the behavior that the chacham should do? When he's asked to daven, what did he ask to daven? So he says, "Bati lova'er ha'inyan mizeh mashahar be'shanim bo'im inshi elai." Rav Moshe says, many people come to me, "Lavakesh et palel alehem Hashem yisbarach al kol tzarosh lo tavo v'she'avarchem b'chol davar be'ber riyas aguf ben shivarach Hashem yisbarach ozim b'banim parnasa hatzlacha v'ani oser ritzonam u'mavarech otam v'palel ba'adam." I do it for them. Even though I know I'm a nobody. People who really know me, you know, they wonder, how could I daven? I'm like saying, I'm agreeing that I'm a chacham. V'gam yadua mikamik doli Torah sheim amru lamavakshim lehem levarech ulus palal sheim lo ruuyim el yochol avakhi zemei achirim v'ani lo dachiti otam shetzarech tam. Why didn't I send them out? Ramosha says, I know I'm a nothing, but when people come, I accept it. And I daven for them, and I say, good, fine, I'll do it. How can I do that? How can I do this, says Ramosha? So he quotes many sources, and then at the end he says, Nimsa lefizeh, shemisha mevakesh mechaveiro, mishahu, af adam pashut. He quotes a whole tshuva that even the simplest tefillos of a person, Kadosh Baruch Hu is mekabel them. Va'av she'eino nizer b'mitzvos kol kach. Va'av od l'geruah me'elu. Im achu mamin v'Hashem yisbarach. Bein shebikshu balpeh, bein shebikshu b'chsav. Tzorech lehispalel avur l'Hashem yisbarach. De'efshar, she'Hashem yisbarach yachrush l'tzvilaso, u'l'varach u'l'berchaso me'ezetam. Ki hu yodeya v'zocher kol ma'isu machshav v'shal kol ish. De'efshar, maybe this guy is a schus. Maybe his father, maybe his grandfather. Maybe there's a schus, and therefore v'av zorecha kamocha yeth adavin. V'kol shekein k'shu chacham, as the Gemara says in Bava Basra, kuf tezayin, the Gemara of Pinchas ben Yair goes, v'gam, v'av shegam shetfilas chacham einu barush etiskabel, but still you go. And even though he says, here he goes, mikol makom, darsh Pinchas ben Yair mikra, to the kol chacham, chosh ha-kosh baruch l'tfilas ha-yoser. V'gam, v'av she'ika madreikas ben ha-chachamim, ליוסר עדיפו סובריריס מצד גודל איכוסו חכמסו מייסב וכמס מעשיהם וממילו פשוט וברור שהחכם שמבקש מישהו מישראל ממנו שיספלל עבורו מחויב מכל שכן דכל אדם לספלל. Anybody has to, so surely a chacham. So then he says, if that's true, that the chiv is for any Jew, so he says, הרי מחויב אני לספלל לברך למבקשם עושי ויאף שמה שמבקשם עושי לספלל הוא מחמס שמחזיקין עושי לחכם. Hare lo yo il klum kishaomer lahem shehem toin. Mishum da adayin lo higati lachachma. If I tell that to them, I'm not roy. Sha'adarabba, they'll think I'm just being an onuf. They'll think I'm just being humble. No, but it's not true. I'm not being humble. It's the truth, says Ramosha. I'm nothing. I'm not a chacham. V'kam alo shayach lahachash as a metzius. Shenis pasamti ba'olam l'shem chacham. Mitzad sh'ani machzik yeshiva v'omer shiurim. Mitzad svarim shechibarti. Av shezer rachok mechacham she'alav amir Pinchas ben Chama. She'yolchu etzlo. Even though I publish svarim and I give shiurim. That's why people think I'm so smart. Because I wrote svarim and I give shiurim in yeshiva. He says, but that, what does that mean? What does that mean? Va'af mechacham shebahar b'me'ashana, but the chacham in the Gemara, of course, he says, af she'ikatam gadol l'chalek, milen yisur ha'chacham in yalacha, etc. He says, memela, af she'eini machzik atzmi, af mechach me'azman, b'kamakom kiva she'acholem machzik oti l'chacham, u'bedin u'tzarech l'hachzikain. People have to choose who they think are rabbis, even though the rabbi himself doesn't have to think himself. Haraholech l'makom shebichas ben t'chamet zivel elech. And b'schus, the emunah that I have, that I'm just trying to do what Hashem wants, I daven, but nothing to do with this Gemara. Nothing to do with this Gemara. That's Rav Moshe. That's a gadol b'Torah. That's a gadol b'Torah. Haborech min ha-kavod, the bo-kavod borech acharav. That's Rav Moshe. You're a deya dalin nun aleph. You can't do the Gemara, this Gemara, without that Gemara. Okay, there's more here, but let's finish first, and then maybe we'll come back to one more Birke Yosef. One more fascinating Birke Yosef. Okay, let's do the Gemara first. Three lines from the bottom. Ze'akla. Kol ha'kodim b'nachala yotzei yirecho kodmin v'ya'av kodim l'kol yotzei yirecho. The last line of the Mishnah said, anyone who comes first, so his children come first. Right? If there's a son and a daughter, and the son has children, the grandson of the niftar, then those grandchildren come before the daughter. Right? The yotzei yirecho come before the the son. But va'av kodem kol yotzi recho. But a father comes before his yotzi recho, meaning the brothers. By Yaakov comes before, let's say Levi died, so Yaakov comes before the other Shvatim. So boy Rami Barchama. Avi ha'av v'achi ha'av. The grandfather or the father's brothers. Like in our case, let's say a Sheva dies. Let's say Naphtali died. So who comes first? Yitzchak or Esav? Yitzchak, the grandfather, or Esav, the uncle? Right? Could go on Avraham. I'll go further. Avraham v'Yishmael v'nichsei Esav. Esav and Kotem. Avraham and Yishmael. Esav died. So who gets it? Avraham, the grandfather, or Yishmael, the uncle? Esav and Kotem. Amar Rava, Tashma. What do you mean? The Mishnah says, Ha'av kodem l'kol yitzei recho. The father goes before all yitzei recho. And Yishmael comes out of Avraham. So it's beferish of the Mishnah. For Rabbi Bar Chama, how can he ask the question? Agav chur felo ayin ba. Because of his charifus. What does that mean? He didn't realize it. The Rashbam says, because he was thinking about a different kasha. He was thinking about the next kasha. So he wasn't focused. You got to think about every kasha at once. Think about this question and the next question. If you don't give each one time, then you're not going to paskin properly. So agav chur felo ayin ba. That's the Rashbam. The Rabbeinu Gershom says he was busy chazering. He was chazering quickly. When you're chazering quickly, you weren't focusing right on the top line of the Rashbam. Shohaya machazer talmuda. Okay, that's one question. Why does it say benichse Esav, not benichse Yaakov? It says Avram and Yishmael benichse Esav. So the Rashbam says you don't want to say Yaakov died. You don't want to say Yaakov died. You only want to say that the Russia died. Right, four lines from the bottom. Misa naka be Esav shehu Russia velo be Yaakov. You want to say Misa by Esav, and he could give another shot. Right, Chazal say Yaakov lomeis. Chazal say Yaakov lomeis. So where does this come up? It comes up. It's an Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. It's an Aruch Chaim HaKadosh of Parshas Vayechi. Do you remember the Pesukah? It's an amazing Pasuk. It says, after Yaakov died, Yosef falls on him, Vayishaklo. That's what the Pasuk says in Vayechi. How could Yosef, right, we know after somebody dies, you cover them up, that's it. How could Yosef jump on him and kiss him? Vayishaklo. Pirish says the Aruch Chaim, Lo Nasha, Yosef did it. Aval ein nachol nasos kein lemeis acher ki ameis godesh betuma v'tumaso bokas ba'ol al rakia v'tifagim nefesh anoshekes. Only Yaakov ki chayu, because he didn't die. So Yaakov didn't die. Elo durmita karato ki yashi, he was like sleeping. He was like sleeping. He didn't die. Yaakov lemeis. A few people in his Elio lemeis, Yaakov lemeis, a few others. But that's why. But that's based on this. That's what he could have said. Right? He also had to say he's a rasha. He's a Yaakov lemeis. That's why he didn't give the example of Yaakov died. Okay, another shot. Next. Boy, Rami Bar Chama, Aviha Av Achiv. What about the grandfather and the brothers? Could go on Avraham v'Yaakov b'nichse Esav. Right, Yaakov was the brother of Esav and the grandfather. So do you have a grandfather or a brother? So the father goes before the brothers. What about the grandfather? Ezman Kodem. So Amar Rava Tashma Ha'av Kodem L'Kol Yotzei Recho. Period. Same answer. The father goes before all Yotzei Recho. So the grandfather goes first. Rami Bar Chama. Yotzi Yerecho Shalo, v'lo Yotzi Yerecho Shal Beno. He thought, no, it's a din in first generation. Yotzi Yerecho, one generation, not two generations. So the father goes before his sons, but not the grandfather. Maybe the grandsons go before the grandfather. Hochanami Mestavra, and also it makes sense, Diktani, because it says in the Mishnah, Zeaklau, Kala Kodim Menachlo, Yotzi Yerecho Kodmin. Anybody who's first in Achla, his Yotzi Yerecho go first. V'ilu Isa L'Yitzchak, Yitzchak Kodem. So, and if Yitzchak was alive, Yitzchak would go first. Right before Avraham, Sachanami, Delasal Yisrael, Yaakov Kodim, Shbamina. So if Yisrael's not here, let the people who go in front of Yisrael, in place of Yisrael, go. So therefore, Yaakov would go before the grandfather, would go before Avraham. So that's the proof from the Rami Bar Chamas that he brings. And this Rashbam, we're not going to read it, but if you want a summary of what we've done the past week, these first 15 lines, wide lines of the Rashbam, he goes through the whole Seder Nachlos. Every single case, everybody in order. That's the order. And then he goes down, and then he said nobody's down. Then he goes up, and he goes all the way up to Adam Arishon. Right, he goes all the way down, and then he goes all the way up. He gives all the nachlis in this Rashbam. Okay, though, we'll stop here. Bez Hashem, tomorrow there won't be a shiur online. And Bez Hashem, we'll pick up again on Thursday morning. Thursday morning? Right? The Me'iri. I'm sorry. I forgot to mention the Me'iri. Thank you. The Me'iri has the Me'iri gives a different shot. The Me'iri says, why do you go to a Chacham? It's not magic. He's going to daven for you. It says the Me'iri, you go to a Chacham to learn how to daven. That's what he says. Yelech etzel Chacham v'yilmod heimenu darkei atfilos v'yavakish rachamim. What does it mean? Yehochatam yivakish rachamim alav, that you'll learn to be mivakish rachamim properly. That's what you go to. It's not a magic. You go to chacham, he's going to daven. No, you go to chacham to see how to daven, and then you go back home and daven for yourself. That's the Meiri, little different pshat. Thank you for remembering. And the Birka Yosef, maybe to get to Birka Yosef, just talks about: are you allowed to be mechalal Shabbos for medicines al yidei skula? Could you go, if there's a chacham who has special power, are you allowed to violate even the issur d'rabbanan of Shabbos to go get him? If sakanas nefashos, if you know he worked, you know he has an amulet. That was the case. You know he has a kamiya. So the question is, the shiloh that was brought to him was that there was somebody in town that had a kamiya. There was a girl that was dying mamish on Shabbos. So the guy wrote out the kamiya. She put it on herself and she lived. So was he mechalal Shabbos? He wrote the ksiva b'Shabbos. So that was the shiloh that he had. Some people say, oh, he's mechalal Shabbos. Aye, but it turns out that he saved her life. That was the shaila that he had. He had to be sakaras tafashas for that type of reform. Anyway, so we'll stop here.